And that's basically what happened. That's how hip-hop was born. The instrumental break in the record was extended and also brought life into little guys who were pretty much dead, like James Brown, and they suddenly started earning royalties. Now, there's lots of stuff behind you. There was a guy called Grand Wizard Theodore that you saw on the slide there. In 1975, he invented scratching. His mum calling up for tea. The story goes that his mum calling up for tea. So he was listening to some music. Mum, hey, your tea's ready. And he went, you what, mum? What? Ooh, what's that sound there? And he held the record while his mum called him up for tea. He couldn't hear his mum. He held the record, he thought, I wonder if I could do that a bit more. Hence the term scratching. And so scratching was born in 1975. Let me show you a little bit for a little time. Scratching basically goes like this. This is called a stab. This is a baby scratch. Put the two together, you've got a military scratch. Then you've got a chirp. Just using the fader, using this thing, very simple. Then you've got a transform scratch, which was invented by DJ Jazzy Jeff, I think, who's on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? He invented this, it goes like this. Sounds a bit like a transformer, hence probably the name. And then of course you've got the crab scratch, which instead of hitting the mixer once, you hit it three times, it goes like this. And you've got all sorts of other things. There's Jazzy J, another pioneer from the film Beat Street. A very poor film, but quite cool to watch. Not quite as bad as Breakdance the movie, though, if you've ever seen that. But basically, there's a history of DJing pretty much in a few minutes there. From Jimmy Savile, would you believe, that's not too far away from here, all the way through and everything else. And of course, it's been developed in all sorts of different ways. So put it together, have a bit of a laugh, and then you can add different scratches. Go. Lots of scratching. The history of DJing in 5 minutes. And that's what I used to play my tapes on. Thanks for listening. Thank you.